Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, Kate, I'm calling in reference to an item on my Visa MasterCard about a bonus fitness regimen. What do you do? And I've been charged $59.89 for something that I'm not familiar with.
What's your zip code?
30512.
And your name?
Wethington, Lynn Wethington.
Oh, there we go. Okay, can you confirm either your email address or your mailing address?
My email address is KA200Pilot, P-I-L-O-T, at windstream.net.
Thank you.
This was back in February the 26th is when this transaction took place.
Okay, I do see that. It says there was a chance to win offer for a Dyson vacuum cleaner that you may have entered. They enrolled you into a meal planner app called Bites Hub, and it lets you count calories and gives you recipe guides to follow to eat better and feel better. Do you remember doing anything like that?
I remember ordering a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
The vacuum cleaner was free, but I don't recall getting anything like that. You say this is a, what did you say it was?
It's for a meal planner app.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
That's not mine.
Okay. If we can reduce the amount to $20 a month, would you like to try it?
Well, is this a pill for weight loss or something of that nature?
No, it would be an app that you download to your mobile device.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. You want to write down your cancellation number?
Yes.
All right. It is C as in Charlie. 920-456.
Four five what?
Six.
Okay.
826.
826?
Yes.
Okay. So you're canceling this order?
Yes.
And I will get a credit of $59.89.
I can send the refund of $55. Due to it being from February, it is a non-refundable fee on it.
I don't quite understand how this happened. I'm charged $59.89 for something I didn't order.
Okay. So you don't remember ordering it?
No, I don't.
Well, I can waive the fee for you. I just got to get the consent from my supervisor if you can wait a few seconds for me.
Okay.
All right, give me one second. Thanks for holding, sir. She did say that it was okay.
Big pardon?
She did say that it was okay to do the full amount.
Okay.
Okay, one second.
I might add, I have not received anything of this nature either. And this is back in February the 28th.
Yeah, so it came out on the 28th, but it was on the 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The transaction date was on the 26th.
Mm. So it'll go back into your account. You can give it about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. And I did just send you an email so you can see that refund notification.
Okay. Mighty fine. Thank you much.
All right, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.